Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As a founding member of the Trailblazing Women of Western New York Initiative and an enrolled member of the Seneca Nation, I ask that you join me in acknowledging that as we gather today, we stand on the ancestral lands of the Seneca and other Indigenous communities who stewarded this land throughout generations. In doing so, we honor the sovereignty of the Haudenosaunee, or Six Nations people, as a means to demonstrate respect and correct the stories and practices that erase Indigenous people's history and culture by inviting and honoring truth. As trailblazing women, we believe that truth and recognition are critical components to building connections across all barriers of heritage and differences. We offer land acknowledgement as part of the conscious effort to affirm our commitment to be better stewards of the land on which we stand, and to pledge to work in partnership with a spirit of reconciliation, mutual respect, and collaboration, as we appreciate and regard the traditions of the diverse cultures that comprise our community here in Erie County.
Thank you, Dr. Quigley, for that. And thank you for hosting us. We are very happy to be here today and acknowledge that we are on the land of Seneca Nation folks, and thank you all. I want to welcome everyone. My name is Karen King. I'm the Commissioner for Public Advocacy and the Executive Director for the Commission on the Status of Women. This has been a long journey, and we're really excited to be here today. I want to extend some heartfelt thank yous to County Executive Poincars for his ongoing commitment to public art and understanding the importance of it. Also, I'd like to thank Chairwoman Baskin, who I believe is en route, and the Erie County Legislature for your financial support and recognition of this project and your commitment to the importance of public art in our community. We have literally changed the landscape here and have created and made an indelible, enduring presence in our Western New York community, and that's something we should all be very proud of, so thank you. I want to also thank you for the members of the Seneca Nation Council joining us today. Thank you to our trailblazing women scholars, of course, Dr. Lori Quigley, Kelly Hayes McAloney, Lily and Lillian Williams, and the entire steering committee who are standing behind me. The great niece of Geraldine Sitak Green, Jessica Ackley, Melissa Brown, Barbara Nevergold, Carolyn Malone, Ellen Grant, Nancy Weekly, Kim Johnson, Bonnie Lawrence, Joelle Logue, the Erie County Commission Advisory Board members, Tiffany Williams and Maritza Vega, and in memoriam for dear members who have passed, Joan Bozer and Gail Wells. I also want to thank our Artist for Review Committee members and to our generous donors, the Seneca Gaming Corporation, the Baird Foundation, and the many corporate and individual donors who helped make this project a reality. Thank you to our artists, Ji Wong Che and Vinnie Bagwell, for creating their inspiring vision of these trailblazing women, and the landscape architect, Joy Keebler, for her creative and thoughtful design. A special thank you to the Erie County departments that supported this project. We worked very closely with several departments, including Environment and Planning, the Department of Public Works, our Law Department, Public Advocacy, the Commission, of course, our Budget Office, and of course, the CE's office, and our Trailblazing Women production team of Jess Polion, John Hood, Bonnie Lawrence, Marielle Ortiz, Tracy Chiaki, Lynette Seliger, Morgan Orbata, Leslie Ortiz, and Dan Meyer. And finally, thank you to our trailblazers, Geraldine Sitta, Louise, and Mary. Thank you for your steadfast commitment to our community, for making a difference and paving the way for future women. And just a quick word about the significance of today. It's August 26th, and many of you may know this is the Women's Equality Day. So just a quick recap about the history of the day. At the behest of Representative Bella Abzug, Democrat from New York, in 1971, she urged Congress to pass and designate August 26th as Women's Equality Day. The date was selected to commemorate the 1920 certification of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, granting women the right to vote. This was the culmination of a massive peaceful civil rights movement by women that had its formal beginnings in 1848 at the world's first women's rights convention in Seneca Falls. The observance of Women's Equality Day not only commemorates the passage of the 19th Amendment, but also calls attention to women's continuing efforts towards full equality in the workplace, libraries, and of course, in public spaces. So that's why we gather here today. So I would like to introduce County Executive Mark Polenkars.
Thank you, Karen, and good morning to all. Welcome. Welcome to Old County Hall, a location where our founding father has stood solitary for decades, George Washington, and now we bring him three friends, three of the founding mothers of our community. And it's emblematic of why we needed to do this. I want to thank the members of the committee, the Trailblazing Women Committee, for the work that they put in. This has been a labor of love for some time. Because what you saw here at this location with George Washington standing alone is what you saw across not only most of Erie County, but the entire country, which is our statues commemorating the men of the past, but very few statues commemorating our founding mothers. And when well, thank you. When the discussion was first began, there was a thought, well, maybe we'll put one statue up. And then the realization came, no, we can't just put one statue up. We need to identify funds and locations to put multiple statues up to identify the true well-known leaders of our community. And that's why I want to thank the members of the Trailblazing Committee, because they worked very hard to determine who was appropriate. And what we have are three strong women who most definitely represent the best of our community. Mary Talbert, on the end, worldwide renowned civil rights leader. Louise Bethune, the first woman to be inducted into the American Institute of Architects. And all you got to do is go over to the Lafayette Hotel to see the beauty of her work. And then Geraldine Sitah Green, a leader in the Seneca Nation, the Haudenosaunee, and someone who represents what this community was and still is. I do want to thank all of the donors. I want to thank my partners in Erie County government, including the Erie County Legislature, for the significant financial support that they also provided. Good morning to you, too. This was, as I said, a labor of love, and it took a number of years to get to this point, but I think that we now have a location and a site we can be proud of, and I've already seen it. I have the pleasure of working in that building there, and my windows face this side. I see people coming up to it every day, the statues. I see young girls approaching the statues. Maybe it's the first time in their life they've seen a statue of a woman. That is what this is about. It's about inspiring hope. It's about letting people know that regardless of your gender, you can succeed and do anything in our society, and we will honor you in the future. So to all who played a role, I want to thank you for what you did today. We are officially dedicating these statues. But having seen it in person already, they are influencing lives. They are making people dream of what they can be. And when we're long gone, these statues will still be here. And people will be walking up to them to learn more about Mary, Louise, and Sitah. And as a result of it, they will become better people and hopefully dedicated to their community. And that's a legacy we can all be proud of. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. That's right, in perpetuity. Long after we're gone, they will still be here, which is a testament not only to the work the women have done, but to our community. Because a community valorizes what matters, what's important. So this is really important, and again, thank you. Chairwoman Baskin, are you here? Not yet.
Go to the performance.
Okay, well then we are gonna move forward. We're very happy to be joined this morning by members of the Newtown Longhouse Singers, and they will be performing a few songs right over here to our right. So ladies, please come down and welcome them. Do you want to come move over here a little
actually
bit?
Come here so that those
so the cameras can get you
pick you up.
We're out of here.
Come on, you're over not here.
Come on, Caroline. Over
back here
in the middle.
We are no higher, I know we are. We are, we are.
Thank you, Newtown Longhouse Dancers. We are here. All right, our chairwoman has arrived.
Hi, everyone.
Please welcome Chairwoman April Baskin, who has been a huge proponent and supporter of this project, a trailblazer in her own right.
Why, thank you. Good morning, community. What a wonderful day to celebrate such a monumentous moment in our community. I want to thank Commissioner Karen King and Chair Tiffany Lewis for all of the hard work that they do on behalf of the women in Erie County. Let's give it up for our leaders one more time. It's really an honor to be here today and to celebrate this amazing project that I know you all have been working on tirelessly. This project is much needed in our community. This is the year of the woman. Do I have to say it again? And not just women nationally, but women here in Buffalo and Erie County have been blazing trails for generations now. And it's time. It is time that we honor these women and the women that have come before us for the roads that they have paved for us. Now, these three remarkable women that we are honoring here today have left a true mark on our community. Louise Bethune, an architect pioneer and pay equity advocate who has changed the way buildings in this community are designed. We have Mary B. Talbert, a suffragist and anti-lynching warrior who was instrumental in the early days of the NAACP right here in our community. And Geraldine Sigta Green, a leader in the Seneca Nation that advocated for women to have leadership roles in her community. Our region has been so blessed to have strong, influential women move our community forward, and I am so glad that this public art project is going to have light shed on them and their legacy. Now, I come from an artist background. I was an artist before I ran for public art office and became the chair of the legislature, so I know firsthand the importance of public art, and I really want to thank the Commission on the Status of Women for using the conduit of public art to get the story and the legacies out of these women. Art. Last year, my colleagues here in the county legislature passed the first ever Erie County public art law that is going to create a commission of local artists to develop an annual plan of where public art goes in Erie County, and it prioritizes paying local artists a living wage to implement that art. You like that, Valeria? So this is right on trend with what my colleagues in the legislature has been promoting. But more importantly, there's a cherry added on top where we get to highlight women in the year of the woman. And I'm so grateful, Dr. King, for your leadership, and to our great county executive and the woman in charge of Erie County, Lisa Shamira, who has been, no offense, but we really, really appreciate a day like today. In a year like this year. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Go women. Thank you, Chairwoman Baskin. And yes, thank you, Lisa Shamira, for always being there to support the work of the Commission on the Status of Women. Thank you. Right now, we're going to just pivot over to the statue area. We are planting a bush in memorial for our dear steering committee member who just recently passed away, Gail Wells. We will have a brief ceremony and a release of butterflies. And then immediately following that, we will go inside the first floor conference room for a reception, and we hope you will all join us. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.